Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is prophetic declaration hour. The hour of prophetic declaration. This hour has been a very powerful hour in the life of many people. As many who have connected with us from last year, we will testify on how God has raised their energy in prayers. As God has increased their capability to pray, as they connect with us in this broadcast. This broadcast comes up like this between 12 midnight and 1 a.m. It has done a lot of good things in the life of people. Many, many testimonies have been forwarded to us, and we have had a lot of people receiving healing, receiving deliverance, and receiving the touch of the Almighty God. I know you are the next one. And God is going to visit you today in Jesus' name. Listen to me. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 4, the Bible says something very strong in that place, something very unique in that place, something that I want you every time to look at it and examine it every time. See the symbolic importance of that verse. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. I speak to someone that is hearing me today. From today, I declare no more shame in your life. I say no more shame in your life. No more shame in your life. No more shame in your life. Every garment of shame, I command them to be roasted. Inherited garment of shame, be roasted. Ancestral garment of shame, be roasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. I stand against every reproach in your life. You garment of reproach, I command you to catch fire. You garment of reproach, I command you to catch fire. You garment of reproach, I command you to catch fire. You garment of reproach, I command you to catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking to someone here as a prophet. You will no longer live in shame. The garment of shame and reproach in your life will roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare into your life now, receive favor from the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, I want you to say a loud amen to this one. No more disgrace in your life. No more disgrace in your life. No more shame in your life. No more stagnancy in your life. No more backwardness in your life. No more sickness in your life. No more disease in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he has borne our sicknesses. He has borne our diseases. Every disease in your body, every infirmity in your body, I command them right now to disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ. You yoke of sickness, disappear. You yoke of infirmity, disappear. You yoke of disease, disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ, every disease in your blood, every disease in your blood, every disease in your vein, every disease in your bone, I command them now, disappear. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you infirmity, I rebuke you. I curse you, dry up. In the name of Jesus Christ, every curse operating against your blood, every curse operating against your flesh, every curse operating against your bone, every curse operating against your internal system, I command the curse be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aha, things are happening over there. Oh yes. Today is the 20th of the month of April, year 2021. I decree into your life today, you will receive favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha! I want you to pray the following prayer very well. Today we are going to pray a lot. I want you to pray very well. Say, you eater of flesh and drinkers of blood of my father's house, assign against me, in the name of Jesus. You eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood of my father's house, assign against me, in the name of Jesus. You eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood of my father's house, assign against me, in the name of Jesus. You eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood of my father's house, assign against me, In Jesus' name we pray. Say every plantation of infirmity in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Every plantation of infirmity in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Every plantation of infirmity in my blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, wicked enemy, hear the word of the Lord. The good thing you said will not be seen in my life, will manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus, wicked enemy, hear the word of the Lord. The good things you said will not manifest in my life, will manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to pray this next prayer with anger. Every problem with stubborn root in my life, in the name of Jesus, every problem with stubborn root in my life, in the name of Jesus, every problem with stubborn root in my life, in Jesus' name, we say, every problem with foundation of evil tree in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every problem with foundation of evil tree in my life, break. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Arrow of darkness in my body, get out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of darkness in my body, get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Any seed planted into my life to bring me back to square one, in the name of Jesus, any seed planted to my life to bring me back to square one, in the name of Jesus, any evil seed planted to my life to bring me back to square one, in Jesus' name we pray. Look at the next prayer and pray very well. You spiritual personality behind the problems of my life within 24 hours, in the name of Jesus, you spiritual personality behind the problem of my life within 24 hours, in the name of Jesus, you spiritual personality behind the problems of my life within 24 hours, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, for some few days I have been digging deep into deep area of spiritual warfare. I've been talking about hidden causes, because many people, large numbers of people, are suffering under this yoke. They are really going through pain and they could not explain. Many of them have been running from pillar to post. Many of them have been running from one pastor to the other. Many of them have done a lot of things, but yet this particular hidden curse has not been destroyed. The reason is because the hidden curses can constitute great barrier to healing. It can constitute great barrier to prosperity. It can constitute great barrier to spiritual growth. It can constitute great barrier to marital breakthroughs. It can constitute great barrier to academic breakthrough. It can also constitute great barrier to career breakthroughs. It can constitute barrier to every good thing a man wants to experience. And that is why the devil conceals these kind of curses. Let me show you something very briefly. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 26, and Joshua adjured them at that time. Look at what Joshua did when the wall of Jericho was supernaturally pulled down. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and build this city Jericho." Now that Jericho was a city well fortified, and it was a barrier to the children of Israel in crossing to the land of Canaan. But by the help of God, in Joshua chapter 6, the city of Jericho was supernaturally pulled down. And Joshua issued a curse on that particular city. And the curse was, this city, anyone in future who tries to build up this city shall be cursed. And the curse is, as he's building this city and lay the foundation, his firstborn will die. And if he doesn't stop and he continue building, by the time he's going to conclude it and put a gate at this city, his lastborn will also die. This is a very dangerous curse. Terrible curse was placed on Jericho. And that curse was released into the land of Jericho, and it was there for almost 500 years. Inasmuch nobody has gone there to build the wall of Jericho, the curse remained there. But 500 years later, the family of Ai, the Bethlehemite, decided to build it. As the man started the foundation, his firstborn called Abiram died. Okay, he continued. He buried that one and he continued. As he was about to finish and put the gate, the lastborn called Segub also died. Can you see now? Now, what has happened in that place is the activity of hidden curses. The curse was pronounced, but the curse was hidden. Now, for the curse to be released, somebody must take action of building that Jericho. Now, there are some things that you see sometimes that we begin to do, and this will always make the hidden curses that have been there for a long time to manifest in our lives. Some people, they will leave one place to another place to go and buy land. And instead of them to do deliverance on that land before building, they will not. They just notice immediately they start to build, afflictions, problem will come. Some will retire and go to the village to build, at least to build a building for themselves, which is very good. But if that land had been cursed, if there have been a curse on that land, that curse will begin to work against whosoever begin to build. That is why when you buy a land in this particular place where we reside, in the African context, in the African globe, when you buy a land, you must do deliverance for that land before you start building, because there may have been curses placed on that land. And those curses can waste life. Those curses can waste finances. Those curses can cripple the fellow who want to build that will not be able to build. Those curses can make the fellow to build and finish. When he's packing in, he will just notice that instead of him going there and enjoy the place, they will bring his corpse to the place. Like this one that happened to the family of in this place we have read in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 34. The family of Ai decided to build, and the firstborn died. And the second born died, the last born died when the gate was to be formed. That particular curse was right in that place. It took Elisha to go to the root of that particular curse before the curse can be removed. In 2 Kings chapter 20, chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. Elisha with a prophetic anointing has to go there and deal with the curse. The Bible says Elijah asked for the cruse of salt and went straight to the spring, went straight to the foundation. When you are breaking and you want to deal with hidden causes, you must know how to go straight into the foundation of that cause. If you don't address the foundation, it will become a terrible thing as you begin, as that fellow begin to move on in life. These are some of the problems that have happened to many, many people. And that is why I want you to pray this prayer. Say, the foundation of my life, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. The foundation of my life, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. The foundation of my life, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You see, when these kind of hidden causes are operating, there are things you begin to see. Number one, the effort placed on something will not show any result. It shows that hidden causes are in place. Number two, some things will be happening in the life of that fellow that would be beyond natural explanation. Three, there will be mysterious experiences. Four, that fellow can be stagnated in his place of work to the extent that those who are inferior will be promoted above him. There's a cause in place. Memory loss is a sign that hidden causes are in place. Unexplainable sickness. Uncontrollable temper. When a rich man suddenly becomes poor. When you start you have started a foundation, and suddenly the whole money that you want to use in building that building was suddenly wasted. A curse is in place. When problem is multiplying, when you are noticing a periodic problem, circle of problems, you are going through one sickness to the other, it's a sign that there are hidden causes. Very brilliant students suddenly become dull. When you are controlled by powers that overpowers you, it's a sign. It's a sign. You marry somebody you love and suddenly you hate the person. It's a sign. Constant battle. It's a sign that something is strong. Inability to conceive, despite all efforts, trace it to hidden causes. Strange and terrible dreams, trace it to hidden causes. Don't stop, don't fold your hand, because hidden causes operate as, it operates like a terrible force. It operates like a terrible hidden chain. It can tie a man down to one spot. You must deal with that cause. You must raise up your voice in prayers and break the cause. May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. Get your bottle of oil ready. Want to pray? Thank you, Father. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Father, I pray that the bottle of oil and the bottle of water shall be anointed. The fire of Holy Ghost shall enter into it. When we apply it on ourselves, now there shall be deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready as we pray this prayer. Put this oil on your head. Anoint your head. And you will shout more than the way you have ever shouted. Pray this prayer with the spirit of enough is enough. Say, every hidden curse operating in my family, release me in the name of Jesus. Every hidden curse operating in my family, release me, 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 release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Look at it now. Something is happening. Yes. Say, every curse placed upon my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse placed upon my head, break In the name of Jesus, every curse placed upon my head, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every curse hanging on my family, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse hanging on my family, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink a little of that oil. Shout loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft arrow, fire into my destiny. What are you waiting for? Backfire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft arrow, fire into my destiny. What are you waiting for? Backfire, backfire, backfire. Every witchcraft arrow, fire into my destiny. What are you waiting for? Backfire, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Thank you, Father. Lay your hand and shout. Say, invisible chain, program into my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Invisible chain, program into my life. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every invisible power troubling my dreams. There, in the name of Jesus, every invisible power troubling my dreams. There, in the name of Jesus, every invisible power troubling my dreams. There, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Lay, put your hand there. Mm-hmm. Every cause of failure in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of failure in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, curses from my parents that are working in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Curses from my parents that are now working in my life, break, 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 break. Curses from my parents that are also working in my life, break, down, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you something. There is what we call ordinary prayers. There's what we call fire prayer. This one you are praying is fire prayer. Fire prayer is the answer to hidden curses, because you need aggression. You need aggression. Anoint your two hands and you shout loud and clear. Every curse of poverty working against my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty working against my hands, break, 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 break in Jesus. Oh, there's somebody now. Your hand has been delivered. God is going to bless you with uncommon financial breakthrough. Hey, when it happens, please share the testimony. Aha, I can see it already. It's done. It's going to happen within 14 days. Reporta ya malaba. La ponta. Aha, no more poverty in your life. And not your two legs. Say, every curse of backwardness attached to my legs, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of backwardness attached to my legs, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. I pray for somebody that is hearing me today, and you can shout a loud amen. From today, the curse that has brought you to zero level shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Aha. I want to pray on your request now. Father, I pray on this request. Let there be answer to this request. Let there be testimony on this request. Let this request become testimony. Answer this request by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. I speak into your life now. Receive the anointing to conceive. Just lay your hand upon your womb. Receive the anointing to conceive. Conceive and conceive twins. Conceive and conceive triplets in the name of Jesus. If your business has gone down, I want you to place your hand on your head. I prophesy into your life, your business shall resurrect. Helpers shall locate you. There shall be revival in your business. That brother, he listened to me. You had a serious encounter that brought your business down. But within the next few days, the Lord will raise you up again in the name of Jesus Christ. If your children have become a problem in your life, I want you to lay your hand upon their family, upon your picture, their picture. If you have their picture nearby, if you don't have their picture nearby, after this broadcast, still lay your hand on the picture. I command all your children right now to receive the touch of fire. Any charm working against them shall break. Any spell upon their head shall break. Any divination against them shall break. Any enchantment against them shall break. If anyone is using witchcraft power against them, I command that fellow to be disgraced. And I command the witchcraft operation against them to scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. If your marriage is being threatened, I want you to get ready now. I prophesy into your life. The power threatening your marriage shall be buried. Anything buried into the ground that is affecting your marriage shall be exhumed and be consumed with fire. Your marriage shall be peaceful. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are here, you have not married, and you have reached the age to get married, get ready. Put your two hands on your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree marital glory. I decree marital breakthrough. I decree marital settlement. Enter into the life of this one. In the name of Jesus. Enter, 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 enter. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, it's happening. It is done. If you have any sickness in your body, any disease in your body, just put your hand there. Father, I stand here as your servant. I stand upon the scriptures of the word. I stand upon the scriptures of your word. I stand upon this holy scripture. The scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes were healed. I stand upon this infallible word of God. The word that never fails. I command everyone with sickness and disease, be free in the name of Jesus. That sickness, get out and die. The causes empowering that sickness, break in the name of Jesus. Every rope of infirmity in your life, break in the name of Jesus. I command your release. Be released, be released, be released, be released. Let the owner of that sickness carry their load. And you are free in the name of Jesus. Examine yourself now. You are healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. In case you want to get across to us, you can get us on this number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I attend Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. 7th Avenue B1 close Festac Town. You can get across to us there if you want to see us for counseling. And the Lord will bless you as you come around. You can come on Tuesday. You can come on Tuesday by the grace of God. You can come anytime on Tuesday from 12 o'clock. We will attend to you. At the same time, you can come on Thursday. Come on Thursday from 8 o'clock. The Lord, the Almighty God is always here and is going to minister to you. God bless you as you come around. God bless you and God make you a carrier of blessing. You can also come on Sunday. We are always here. On Sunday, by the grace of God, we are here on Sunday from 6:30 a.m. And we are always there here to attend to you. Come on Sunday too, we attend to you. You can come by 6:30. You can come by 10. You can come by 11 o'clock. And then we'll definitely attend to you. When you come around, if the program is going on, no problem, just join the program. Then we'll attend to you immediately after the program. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I can see somebody receiving blessing already. There is a touch of fire upon that fellow. Aha. And if you want deliverance, you know that you need deliverance, contact us and definitely we are in deliverance. You come for our deliverance program here. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.